ancient Pat Petta Etrurasia. Granite, the typical stone of our riverbanks, carried on donkey's back but more often on the head of our women, was brought to the town to build all kinds of structures with mortar. It was also used to pave the urban streets without mortar, creating stepped path. This was done both due to the terrain slope and to make uphill travel easier and prevent slipping on the sand. Stone was also used to construct some road leading out of the town. The longest and most frequently traveled road started from the medieval gate, Ajapaku, east, passed by the Church of the Immaculata and then split into two sections, both reaching the Voda stream, one higher up and the other lower down, before becoming a narrow path along the riverbank all the way to the marina. The Ampetrate Cerasia road also began at a gate, that of Mancuso, and was heavily used by all the Mancusani who needed to go to the hills from San Rocco to Guardia, as well as to the marinas of Barrena, Cercido, Mazzaferro, Cardara, Vallina and Gallipari. It was also well served by the abundant Granelli fountain, which provided refreshment to both humans and the oxen and donkeys that drank from it. The road ended, and still ends, down at the Granelli stream, at a crossroads. Those heading to the marina continued along the stream and ascended to Mingiano to continue eastward. Those who needed to reach the hills could comfortably climb up the beautiful Petta e l'Angeli.